A global financial disaster may have been averted with the news that banking giant UBS is buying Credit Suisse for $3.2 billion. With two U.S. banks failing and concerns over Credit Suisse on the verge after its largest investor stepped away, the president of Switzerland announces an emergency deal for UBS to buy up its troubled rival. UBS CEO Colm Kelleher.
We are committed to making this deal a great success. There are no options in this. This is absolutely essential to the financial structure of Switzerland. And at the risk of being somewhat global, I think to global finance.
In the U.S., members of Congress are looking for ways to shore up the banking industry. Senator Elizabeth Warren on NBC's Meet the Press says the guardrails put into place after the 2008 meltdown have been repeatedly weakened. She says bank executives took advantage of that.
Loaded up on risk that boosted their short-term profits. They gave themselves huge bonuses and salaries. And exploded their banks.
Calling for controls to be returned. I'm Jackie Quinn.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.